A View on Access, a showcase of audio description and accessibility in the arts and entertainment sector, with Tim Calvert.
I'm alive, I'm alive, I am so alive, and I feed on the fear that's behind your eyes. And I need you to need me, it's no surprise. I'm alive, I'm so alive, I'm alive.
A very warm welcome to A View on Access. This is our regular showcase into how theatre arts and culture is made accessible for those visually impaired. It's an insight into the venue and the content on offer. I'm Tim Calvert. In this edition, I shine a spotlight on Next to Normal, that runs at the Wyndham Theatre next to Leicester Square Tube Station until September the 21st, 2024, with an audio-described performance on Saturday the 14th of September at 2:30 p.m. with a touch tour beforehand. Next to Normal is a semi-rock musical adapted from the 2009 Broadway production that sold out the Donmar last autumn, where it premiered in the UK, and centres around Diana, a mother still grieving for the baby boy she lost 17 years ago, and hallucinates him as a teenager as she struggles with the effects of bipolar disorder and maintaining her relationships with her husband and her teenage daughter. The show runs for 2 hours and 30 minutes, including a 20-minute interval, with music by Tom Kitt, book and lyrics by Brian Yorkie, and directed by Michael Longhurst. It utilises the original Donmar cast, with solid performances from Jack Ofresio as Henry, Helena Worthington Cox as Natalie, Trevor Dion Nicholas as Dr. Madden and Dr. Fine, Jamie Parker as Dan, with dual standouts Cassie Levy, who connects on every level as Diana, and Jack Wolfe as Gabe, who just lights up the stage every moment he graces it, delivering an impressive, memorable performance. Audiences are really connecting with the musical and subject matter, and it's easy to understand why, as all the characters are relatable and the musical performances elevate the emotion and intensity, and it leaves a lasting impression. The set is simplistic but effective, utilising a modern apartment on two levels with a kitchen lounge area with fridge freezer on the left and a workstation at the back with basin and various kitchen utensils, with a middle island station that slides into the back area when not in use, and an upholstered swivel chair used for the sessions with the doctor. On the right is a series of cupboards that store a lot of Gabe's things and photos, and a shelf with books on and a pot plant. There's a set of stairs that lead to the upper level where the band play, and Gabe often appears and performs from. There is a scene in Act 2 where the kitchen island is transformed into a hospital bed with monitor and oxygen tank at the side. This is a very visual show with lots of physical movement and interaction with different characters and change proximity. So the touch tour and audio description from Joe Myers and Miranda Yates for vocalise.co.uk on September the 14th will be an invaluable insight into the production and provide a clearer sense of understanding. On the touch tour, before the show, you'll get a detailed overview and the opportunity to touch various aspects of the set, props and costumes, including a bag, chair, music box, heart monitor and children's toys, including pill boxes, and an opportunity to meet some of the actors and ask questions. And the audio description will deliver a detailed audio intro, which will be available from vocalise.co.uk, illustrating all the visual elements and the description through the in-ear headset, which will paint a picture of all the drama unfolding on stage. The Wyndham Theatre, part of the Delphunt Macintosh Group, are passionate about access and making your visit a stress-free and enjoyable one, and their front-of-house team will offer a warm welcome and help in any way they can. So if you need any assistance whatsoever, or have a question or wish to give feedback, always contact one of the front-of-house team. To book tickets or for further access information, you can call 0344 482 5137, or you can email access@delphuntmacintosh.co.uk. A few other audio described performances on in the West End that come highly recommended are Romeo and Juliet with Tom Holland, which is audio described at the Duke of York's Theatre, part of ATG Group, on Monday the 15th of July at 7:30 p.m. with a touch tour to be confirmed. Kiss Me Kate is on at the fabulous Barbican Centre on Wednesday the 17th of July at 7:30pm with a touch tour at 5:30pm. Boys from the Black Stuff is audio described at the Garrick Theatre on Thursday the 18th of July at 7:30pm with a touch tour beforehand. James Corden is in The Constituent at the Old Vic, which is audio described on Wednesday the 31st of July at 7:30pm with a touch tour beforehand at 5:30pm. Or if you can't make that, there is an audio description as part of the relaxed performance on Saturday the 29th of July at 2:30pm. The Hot Wing King is audio described at the Dorfman Theatre, part of the National, on Saturday the 3rd of August at 2:15pm, with a touch tour at 12:45pm. Also on at the National is The Grapes of Wrath, which is on at the Littleton on Thursday the 15th of August at 7pm, with a touch tour at 5:30pm. And finally for now, the fabulous Stranger Things, a prequel to the hit TV series, is audio described for a second time at the Phoenix Theatre on Sunday the 18th of August at 3pm, and a feature can be found on A View on Access on Audio Boom. For more information and booking details, you can visit the What's On section at vocalise.co.uk. To find out what has been audio described in London and across the UK, you can visit vocalise.co.uk and mindseyedescription.co.uk. And for cinema, you can visit accessiblescreenings.uk.co.uk. A View on Access is written, presented and produced by myself, Tim Calvert, of Calvert Creative Concepts, and can be found on Audio Boom online, and you can visit aviewonaccess.co.uk for further information. To find out more or to feedback about audio description or accessible performances, or to get involved or request a show or venue to be featured, email aviewonaccess@gmail.com. Remember, all theatre arts and entertainment should be accessible for all, and if it's not, ask for it. Sometimes only by speaking up will bring about change. From me, Tim Calvert, keep smiling through and stay safe.
A View on Access, written, presented and produced by Calvert Creative Concepts.